Thunder is a warning system for nature, a universal change of plans to get to safe shelter. Today, Jane Andrews looks into the dangers of lightning strikes from those who survived them. This is A Walk in the Park.
I read an article recently about people who were struck by lightning and survived. These people were not out on the golf course in the middle of a storm holding an iron up in the air. Nor were they huddled under a tree to escape the rain, also not a good idea. These were ordinary people, both indoors and out, hearing thunder in the far distance. They may not have encountered heavy rain to get them to stop what they were doing and seek appropriate shelter, or at least get in their truck. Some of them, upon hearing the distant thunder, ventured out to witness the storm. One of them said, "What's the worst that could happen? I get struck by lightning?" And he did. I have more than just a casual interest in the story, because I too was struck by lightning through a landline phone back in 2003. Like snowflakes, no two lightning strikes are the same or cause the same damage. Some had entrance and exit wounds on their arms and legs, but most had internal burns and compromised neuropathy. For me, the lightning bolt came through the landline phone and lit up the room in an explosion. The phone and I were thrown in different directions. I had no external burns, but my right inner ear tissue was cooked, and I had no hearing in that ear for 3 weeks. Most of the people in the article suffer long-term effects of being struck by lightning. Mine set the foundation for the chronic pain I suffer today. Although I have a healthy respect for storms and climate change has increased their frequency, our storm being struck a few years ago, knocking out our computers, was a little too close for me. As evidenced by the article, there are those who have been struck more than once. It is wise to be prudent about avoiding strikes. Human beings are walking lightning rods. It's not so much the peak of the storm that is the most dangerous. Most people are inside by that time. Thunder tells us all we have to know. If we hear thunder, it's time to go inside.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.